At the start of the year, Prague was gearing up for another record tourist season, but as the coronavirus pandemic hit, the city's tourist figures plummeted. Cancelled flights and closed borders saw the number of foreign visitors to the Czech Republic drop by nearly a third in the first quarter, and the outlooks for the rest of the year are bleak. In fact, Barbora Hruba from Prague City Tourism says there is scant hope of a revival anytime soon.
We cannot expect the numbers of the visitors to rise to the amount as it was before the crisis anytime soon, by which I mean years and years to come. We have to count on the fact that, first of all, other countries will have closed borders and the state of emergency will not be lifted in other countries anytime soon, possibly. And another very important factor is the fear. We have to take in account that many people will be afraid to travel abroad, will not want to travel abroad for a very long time.
Are there any nationalities that you think might come back sooner, like Slovaks maybe, or, you know?
Definitely, it will be people from neighbouring countries and Europe. The issue, though, is that more than 80% of visitors in Prague come from abroad. And now we have to focus a bit more on a domestic market, which will never be able to replace the amount of visitors. But this is one of our safest options at this point. Central Europe, neighboring countries, and mainly domestic markets.
You have launched a project to attract Czechs to the capital, a project that's called, I believe it's called Feeling at Home in Prague or something like that.
Yes. This is a special campaign that will be from June till September, and its goal is to bring as many Czech people to Prague as we can. There will be discounts and free admissions to Prague monuments, museums, galleries, also some, because we want to show locals that Prague is an interesting city there, and they can enjoy the city as maybe never before, without the crowds of people in the center. But we understand that, for example, prices in other regions are very different from Prague. It will be connected with the bed and overnight stays in hotels.
Clearly, there will have to be a shift in focus. What are the attractions that Czechs from the country visiting Prague will want to see? Are we talking about the newly trendy neighbourhoods, or are we talking about the usual tourist destinations?
In the first wave, we are expecting people to want to visit exactly Charles Bridge, Old Town Square, the Prague Castle, that they weren't willing to come because it was so overcrowded, and maybe remember how Prague looked in their younger years, like 30 years ago, and so on. That will be definitely the first wave. But since, of course, majority of Czechs have been to Prague already and have seen these monuments before, we are trying to attract them to developing neighborhoods with interesting restaurants, cafes, such as Holešovice or Karlín, for example.
Are you not afraid that, because obviously after the coronavirus crisis there will be an economic crisis hard on the heels of that, are you not afraid that people will simply not have money to spend in Prague?
Tourism as an industry is, of course, probably the most sensitive for any crisis, and economic specifically, because if people will start losing their jobs, start running out of money, the first thing they will stop doing is, of course, traveling. And this can have really a destructive impact on the city itself, because tourism as an industry is extremely important for the capital, because there are other services and other industries that are very, very closely connected. So, of course, this is one of our biggest fears, how hard the crisis will hit and how big, in the end, the impact will be, which is also we're trying now, also together with other institutions, also with some private services, hotels and so on, to try to restart the tourism as fast and as efficiently as we can.
You said you would be sort of striving to bring back overnight stays, which have dropped significantly. Is it likely that Czechs will actually come to Prague for an overnight stay or for a weekend, or would they not be more likely to come for a day trip and then go back in order to save money?
Yes, this is why we're launching the mentioned campaign that will actually give the visitors more benefits the longer they stay. Basically, for every day, every night they spend in Prague, they get 2 points that they can use to enter some monuments, museums and galleries. And if they stay for 2 nights, they will get 4 points. And for 3 nights, 6 points, which is one of our ways for we're trying to help them save money, because domestic visitors, first of all, when they come to the city, they usually stay with some friends and family. They usually do not stay in hotels, or they come to Prague for some cultural or sport events, and they just go for the said event and then go back home. But a big part of the campaign is also to show them that there is, that there might be other reasons why they should stay longer in the city.
What about foreign tourists from close by, from neighbour states, EU member states, the rest of Europe, as you said, people who are more likely to come, say, in the 2 months before the situation potentially may worsen and a second wave may hit the summer month? What are you doing to try and attract those?
At this point, we do not have a specific plan. There is not a specific campaign put in place because there are still many restrictions being lifted. The situation is changing every day. But definitely, as soon as we can, we will be launching some campaigns to promote visiting of the city. And we will, of course, use Prague in general is perceived as a very safe city worldwide, and also the as the city and the country reacted to the pandemic is also a really big topic that we can emphasize in the campaign, as a place where you don't have to be afraid and you can come and enjoy your holiday.